Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. We have a special guest today. It's our general manager, Rick Spielman. Welcome in.
Thanks for having me.
I know the pre-draft process and the draft is your favorite time of the year. So are you a little sad right now that it's all over?
No, actually kind of relieved and ready to just get away from this a little bit and get the energy and the batteries recharged, because in a couple weeks from now, we'll actually be getting prepared for the 2014 draft. But it's time to step away a little bit and then get ready for the upcoming season.
All right, for the last few months, Rick and his scouts and coaches, you guys have been grilling these prospects before the draft, so we're going to grill you now because the draft
Very good.
Is over. All right, so we have six questions from fans, and we're going to start with Twitter. At KylePearson21 asks, did the Houston Texans picking DeAndre Hopkins, a wide receiver from Clemson, make the organization realize that Patterson might not be there early second round?
You know, we had a lot of respect for Cordero Patterson, and because not only of his receiving skills, but his return skills he could potentially bring to us, we just felt very strongly about not losing that player. And I kind of put it in the analogy of last year when we had those same type feelings for Harrison Smith. So that was the reason why we wanted to go up and get him, just because of the significance he can potentially help our ball club winning games.
Our next question, also from Twitter, at Drake Rushford, asks, do you envision CP, Cordero Patterson, being a starting receiver this season, or do you think he needs a year or two to develop?
You know, we'll see. They're coming in this weekend through our rookie minicamp, and we'll see where all our rookies are, not just CP, but everybody. And there'll be a role that will evolve as we go through the rest of our offseason, as we go through training camp. So that is yet to be determined. I know the type of talent and athletic skill set that we brought in this year. Now it's just a matter of how quickly they can get accustomed and how quickly they can help us.
And we're really excited about his kickoff return ability too.
Yeah, very excited about that. We thought he was one of the more unique kickoff returner in the draft this year.
Our next question comes from Dennis Steen. Did the Vikings consider drafting a developmental quarterback this year?
You know, when we went out and signed Matt Cassel, and then the guy we're really excited about, who was our developmental guy last year, McLeod Bethel Thompson.
Yep.
And we think that he has a chance. So some of the things that he showed during the preseason last year, some of the things he showed through the practices last year, that we're very excited about his potential as well.
A big arm on McLeod, right? He has a strong arm.
Very big arm, and he's a better athlete than people give him credit for. So. Got accustomed to our offense last year, and we'll see how he progresses.
Our next question comes from James. Any chance the Vikings pursue a veteran to fill the hole at middle linebacker?
We're excited about what we're able to bring in the draft with the two Penn State linebackers. We also have signed a couple as college free agents. So I think what we'll do is kind of assess, just like we do every year at every position, where we're at, where we think our depth is. But that doesn't mean we ever stop trying to look for talent and bring talent in.
Yep, you would always evaluate a player when he becomes available. You guys have the emergency list and you have a depth chart in free agency, but let's also not forget a seventh round pick from last year, Audie Cole.
Audie's,
we have Tyrone McKenzie. I mean, there's a lot of linebackers
yeah,
we have in our
team. Larry Dean. There are a lot of guys that were core special teams player for us, and a lot of young, talented guys, and we're excited to see where they're at as well.
Our next question from Brad Crowley. How well did the Vikings do in drafting two offensive guards? Will either be a true asset to the team? Obviously, you think they're going to be. That's why you drafted them. But tell us a little bit about the two guards.
Yeah, two late-round guys that both have position flexibility. Baca can play both inside and outside, but we see him more as a center guard. Bond was a kid, the big kid out of North Carolina, who played right guard and also right tackle. So when we're drafting offensive linemen, we're looking for a specific skill set. They have to be almost row grader type because of the run game that we have. And they also have to have position flexibility, because a lot of times when you're lined up on Sundays, you only have seven active offensive linemen. If you do have a guy get hurt or a guy is not starting, he has to have the ability to play a lot of different spots on that offensive line.
Two late round guards, but this team, Rick and his staff, are good at finding late round talent. Brandon Fusco, your starting right guard right now, was a sixth round pick.
And also John Sullivan.
That's right. Our final question, I couldn't resist, it comes from me. Would you combo a third, fourth, and a seventh round pick to convert a second round pick into a first round pick every year, or does that only happen when there's a special player?
That's kind of confusing.
I know.
But no, we did actually end up getting our seventh round pick, our original seventh round pick in the draft on the third day of the draft. So basically it cost us our third and one of our extra fours that we had. But we look at it every year. If there is a unique player there that we need to go up and get, for the past 2 years, we thought Harrison Smith was, and we thought CP was this year. But to say that we do that every year, it also is going to depend on who the player is and what type of talent's there.
Great job. Congratulations on the draft.
Thank you.
Did a good job again. Rick is done, but we'll be back for another edition of the Pick 6 very soon. Send your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and maybe you'll be in the next edition of the Pick 6.